AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. forces have reimposed a naval blockade on Iran and intensified airstrikes, but President Trump insists Iran is ready to strike a peace deal. Speaking at the U.S. Army War College in Pennsylvania,
they want to settle so badly. They don't like what we're doing, and they do want to settle. We'll find out whether or not we settle with them or we just finish it off.
And at Donahue reports, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has announced a new policy to test troops for low testosterone.
In a video posted on social media, Hegseth says testosterone deficiency tests are necessary to allow service members to operate at their absolute best.
Under the supervision of our world-class medical professionals, warfighters age 30 and older are going to be tested annually as part of their periodic health assessment. It's a health assessment that happens every year. We're just adding this.
Hegseth mentions troops, but it appears he's talking only about testing men in uniform for hormone irregularities.
As we know, the modern battlefield is brutal and unrelenting. It requires and demands maximum psychological and mental readiness.
In the House, Pennsylvania Democrat Chrissy Houlihan, an Air Force veteran, hopes men and women will be tested, saying the announcement proves Hegseth takes direction from the far corners of the manosphere. At Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, Marissa Duhaney reports President Trump appears to be pushing back against a new policy from his own administration.
In a Truth Social post, Trump said, quote, "The men and women of ICE are doing a great job, one that has to be done." He also said, "We cannot give up on one of ICE's most important and effective crime-fighting tools, the traffic stop." But it comes after Trump administration officials told ICE officers to suspend most vehicle stops after two deadly shootings within a week.
And heavy downpours are drenching South Texas, raising the risk of flash flooding. Texas Parks and Wildlife says more than 40 people have been rescued from high waters. Storms also spawned a tornado in San Antonio. This is AP News. Donna Warder on the latest political book hitting shelves.
Former President Joe Biden talks about his decision to not run for re-election, among other topics, in a new memoir called Promise Me America. And Biden released a video to accompany his announcement.
It's about the challenge we face as a nation, about the decisions I made, and why I made them. Leading the country through COVID, rebuilding our economy, and restoring our democracy after the attack on January 6th. Ending our nation's longest war in Afghanistan, strengthening NATO, and supporting Ukraine. It's about why I chose to run for re-election and why I chose to step aside.
Promise Me America will be released November 17th. Donna Warder, Washington.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.